Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry about that delay.
Oh, that's okay. I hope you guys are you're okay. So, let's kind of start the call with let's catch up. You guys seem to have been very, very busy. I hope things are good. So why don't you give me a little briefing and we'll cover anything that you'd like to cover first. We'll deal with your agenda first.
Okay. In general, and I'm kind of thinking out loud here, of course, I didn't formulate a lot of
Okay, that's
succinct, summary, but
okay.
the way that I'm seeing things, the service model seems to be going well. I have most of my clients, and particularly the bigger clients, do not want to talk every month. Especially the ones that are still working, they're traveling. They just, that we've kind of got a really good process. Like my quarterly calls, like we're using Outlook, to once I put the meetings in, Corinne just populates the invite, with the topic of the month and sends out the invite. And that seems to be, even with clients who, are older, may not, be using Outlook a lot, but it does seem to be working pretty well. So I feel pretty good about that. But a lot of the clients, like I said, they are not, I'm talking to them probably once a quarter. And so some I've just moved to, Butler's because that's what they want. And so I've, I mean, we've talked about this before, I understand, that I could easily talk to them, there's plenty to talk to them about, but they just have life going on. I've got one, my largest client, she's a CPA. They have, five different houses. They're buying houses, selling houses. They've got their own other business interests and tax, deadlines. And they just, family issues and things like that, they have not, been able to talk. So anyway, largest clients just don't want to talk, on a monthly basis. So I, that could definitely change, as they retire, as things slow down and they start to focus more on retirement. Those are the ones who typically want to talk monthly are the retirees, who are, they want something to do. They're interested in talking, but they're probably not the ones that need monthly contact. The ones that need monthly contact are the, the executives that haven't done a lot of things they need to do, and they have lots of assets and financial issues and family issues and things like that that need to be addressed, and they're the ones that
that are hard to get on any kind of a schedule.
I mean, but overall, I've accomplished so much this year with the service model, like, touching on the things that we just haven't gotten to, beneficiary reviews, setting up power of attorneys, for their accounts. That helps everybody, helps me be more efficient. So overall, I have a, I love the process. I love the consistency. I love having the topics that need to be addressed. And so, I personally, I mean, I even though I don't have, everybody set up as a key client, I feel like I'm serving my clients so much better.
Good.
And
Well, the other thing that's important is, do they think you're serving them better? And
well,
what kind of feedback are you getting?
yeah, I'm getting good feedback. in a couple of ways, I will ask them, you know, as I'm trying to go through the VIPSA conversation.
Correct. Yeah.
And so I am getting feedback. They like, you know, that we're covering a lot of topics. They love the feedback. You know, they like the detail, the thoroughness, okay, the depth.
Good.
They're, you know, they trust me. You know, those are some of the good comments. And then we have an online survey or rating, you know, that's done with advisors. And I've gotten some of those back, and they're all five out of fives. And so that's a smaller indicator, but that's, you know, with those two together seem to be good. But still, the big gaping hole is the client growth. And it's yes, I've had a couple of conversations where, you know, people have said, yes, I'm thinking of this person, and I'd like for you to meet. And so, you know, I'm probably not following up on those as proactively as possible. One is, you know, I've got hopefully a dinner planned with a client in Indianapolis where they would bring other people. So I'm doing that. So VIPSA, definitely trying that. The mastermind.
How comfortable are you with me? First of all, on the VIPSA, are you feeling comfortable, like it's just more is part of the conversation now and not so much rehearsed?
It still feels very awkward, especially when it's the same client. You know, I talked to them last month, and, you know, how often should I be doing VIPSA? Because it definitely feels awkward if I've done it like 2 months in a row or something like that.
Right. Well, I think that you have to be a judge. I don't think that you hit the same client up, you know, every month if they are providing the names. You know, rotate. So, like, if you had 25 clients, and you know, in a course of a month, you know, you really paid attention to five, and there were one to three names, you know, you'd have 15 prospects in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
15, which, you know, I think that's enough to manage. They get put on the schedule. You get your meeting going, breakfast or lunch, and pursue that. So, you know, that's how it should be working for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that definitely, I need to follow through on those. I had, two of my favorite and will be best clients, you know, who said, hey, I think I've got somebody. One has an office really close to us.
Uh-huh.
So I need to probably follow up on that and say, hey, let's grab lunch with those people or something along those lines.
Let's invite Joe for breakfast. Let's invite Joe for lunch. Yeah.
Yeah. May not be somebody they work with. It may be somebody they go to church with. But anyway,
yeah.
So I'm definitely pursuing that, trying that, practicing it. And the, like, our mastermind, it's really not functioning. You know, there's one guy, the commercial insurance guy, you know, he has provided referrals to Russ and just gave us one not too long ago. But it wasn't really a strong one yet. We haven't done anything with it. But nobody else, the CPA, the attorney, I mean, they are doing absolutely nothing for us. They're not really helping forward the group.
Okay.
You know, they'll show up for lunches and take referrals, and I'm kind of getting ticked off, you know.
Okay.
You know, I don't like being used, and man, I'm feeling kind of used. And when you know we've set up things, we've introduced them to clients, you know, and provided referrals, and they're doing nothing. You know, I'm kind of wanting to stand in their face and poke them in the chest a little bit.
Yeah, I think you got to call them out.
Yeah.
And so part of your agenda is, okay, let's make sure that we are understanding each other's business and, you know, and making sure any new updates. Now, let's take a look at what we're doing to support each other. Okay, so far, we've submitted 5 names to Attorney Joe. We've submitted 5 names to to CPA Bill. And so Attorney Joe, how many referral names have you submitted to the CPA? How many attorney names have you submitted to Rodney and Russ? Oh, we got a goose egg here. What can we do to get you a little more comfortable? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a great way to put it. I like that.
Yeah. And CPA, how many referrals have you submitted to Attorney Joe? Well, to date, Attorney Joe says 0. Okay. So the purpose of our mastermind group is to be this mutual support society. And you've got to educate them on Supernova. You know, you've got to bring them into the office. You've got to talk to them about the VIPSA referral model, okay, and how that works. Because, you know, keep in mind, some of these guys, they don't know how to do it. Some are very good at it. So grease the skids a little bit and show them how to do it. And do you feel comfortable? Ask them, Bill, the CPA, do you feel comfortable with this? Attorney Joe, do you feel comfortable with this? Okay. And, you know, who in your world do you think would enjoy just having, you know, a breakfast meeting with you and I? And the same with the CPA. So, you know, make it easy for them to provide the referral links. And then don't let them off the hook. Okay, so if there's 3 of you now, you've got a commercial insurance person, you've got a CPA, you've got an attorney. Don't give up on them. They just got to get better and start looking at adding your 5th. Okay, any questions on that?
No, that's good.
Okay.
So there's that. I mean, we're working on, you know, it's doing the business is
right.
Still, I mean, between everything going on,
right.
I know I'm still behind on getting some financial plans done that are more complicated.
Right.
And
right.
That's on me.
Okay.
So it's.
So your schedule now has, you know, Supernova is designed to, you know, help free up some time so that you can implement the strategies. And I think right now, you know, stay on VIPSA. Work your mastermind and develop your centers of influence. I think that is enough. And make sure that your prospects get scheduled as well. And I think that's as much as you can do and continue to deliver this service, because if you're going to go out of your way and deliver this unbelievable service to people, you are in the category now where you deserve to be paid. Now, you get paid when things are being implemented, and you're getting paid through referrals. So you should let your clients know that, you know, there's a couple of ways, you know, that I get paid. One is, you know, by implementing, you know, services and, you know, rebalancing portfolios and doing things of that nature. But the other is, you know, a growing practice. The lifeblood is great clients. Not a lot of clients, but a few really, really great clients. And so, you know, who in your world, and go right into your VIP system. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
You know, we're definitely doing things. Like I'm meeting with some people over closer to where I live.
Okay.
Just people who are, you know, pretty well connected, and
uh-huh.
you know, they've introduced me to a new CPA that he actually does investments, but I'm not sure how, if he really does it or he just says he does. But
uh-huh.
anyway, so, you know, and there are a lot of those meetings going on, kind of exploratory, but man, it's slow developing this, you know, the relationships.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've uh-huh. dabbled in, I've been looking at electronic, you know, methods of sourcing leads and things like that, and a lot of those are dead ends because it's a scam or it's, you know,
just, yeah.
Really,
the leads have got to come from the people that you're working with. Look, that CPA, he's capable of referring five people to you. That attorney, he's capable of referring five people to you. Now, you get those people on board, that's 10. They're capable of referring three people each to you, that's 30. You know, it's just, it's the numbers. It's written in your manual. And so that's what you have to work. And, is the CPA or the attorney, are they clients of yours?
No.
Okay. Give them the 90-day free look and treat them as if they were a client. Okay?
Okay.
Then they're going to really know how you work. Put them on the monthly call schedule. This is what we're talking to our clients about now. 15 minutes. Okay? And put them in your prospecting schedule. They get a folder. Does your CPA and your attorney have a folder?
Yes.
Okay. So let's get them scheduled and put them on the 90-day free look. And what you're doing here is you're treating them as if they were a client.
Okay.
And let them know that all referrals get a 90-day free look. They get treated as if they were a client. And any time in between that time, they get to determine if they'd like to work with us. Okay?
Okay.
So now, with your 18 to 24 month agendas, the CPA and attorney are going to have a really good idea of how you work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
All right. So that's, so what we've got to start doing now is we've got to really start translating the things that you know how to do, you know, into business opportunities.
Right.
So how do you feel about the offer of the 90-day free look as part of your, you know, part of your dialogue?
I think that's great.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, tell me anything else that that's on your mind. So maybe this portion, here's what I would also do with clients. Let every time you have a call, make sure that your actions set up the next call. Okay?
Right.
So these folks that don't want to meet you on a monthly basis, you know, for example, you know, you're talking to them about setting aside something for kids. And how important is that to you, Mary? How important is that to you, Joe? Okay, this is what I'd like to do next month or next week. I'd like to begin to start to fund the educational program as set out in our financial plan for your kids. It does us no good to have this fantastic roadmap that we're not executing on. So, you know, I'm that little nudge, and if you don't mind so, that in the middle of all the busyness, you know, that you have, you're the money machine, and I respect that. I want to make sure that there's certain other important things that get taken care of in your life. Okay?
Right. Do you think for the 90-day free look, should that be just whatever we're normally doing, or should we always have a strategic three topics or certain things that we're doing for that 90 days that are the, you know, the hot buttons for most people?
Yeah, I think with when you have a folder, you get the most hot topics that are of utmost concern for those folks, and then get a couple of things that, oh my God, I never even thought about that.
Right.
Okay.
I just thought about that. That seems to make sense.
Yeah. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're throwing in a next step. I'm going to send out some commentary on X, Y, and Z. I'm going to send you an update on this. And, you know, here's how we would look to think about your portfolio. Now's the time to start talking about R&D distributions and tax minimization strategies as we start to, you know, finish up the year.
Right. You know, we could even send them the 24-month schedule and say, hey, tell me three of these topics that, you know, you would really like to talk about.
Yeah, I think the that's really, really good. Now, one of the things that that you need to be careful of is, you know, is communicate and don't leave it up to busy people to try to fill in the blanks.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
They won't get to it. They're procrastinators.
Right.
You're the nudge. You gotta go for the close. You know, they're going to say, gee, you thought of everything. My guy never talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the reason for these topics is you're educating these folks to a point where when they get ready to consider something, making a move, a change, or a windfall comes in, they know you handle these things. You know, you don't want to hear, I didn't know you did mortgages. Or, you know, I didn't know that you were working with an estate planning attorney on getting living trusts put together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, look, these folks, their net worths have increased. When was the last time they looked at their will or trust? Probably not since the day they wrote it. So these people have debt. They've got issues. Have you had a client die on you?
Oh, yeah.
And have you been involved in helping the family through? Was everything organized for them?
The parts that I was involved in was pretty organized, but still, there was a ton of things to do.
Yeah. And so that's the story. Look, unexpectedly, you know, we had a client pass on. And, you know, these are the things we felt really, really good about. These were the things that he was too busy to talk about.
Right.
And this was the impact on the family.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
You gotta make it real for these people.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't think, you know, when they say, what's with this? They don't think they need you, Rodney. They don't think that it's important. So you've gotta hit their little hot buttons and move them. Look, you know, my mother passed away in March, and we're going through probate. We had a will, but she didn't have a trust.
Right.
And you know, what happens is, in California, you know, you go to probate court, get a probate lawyer, the fees are established by statute, and basically what it amounts to is a tax. Alright? So, you sell the real estate, you pay out $28,000-$30,000 in taxes there, or commissions. You know, you got your property taxes, the filing fees, and then the attorney fees. And what's interesting is after you close on the real estate, the court can wait up to 120 days before they release the money. They want to make sure that there's no taxes to be paid, that there's no creditor claims, you know, all this stuff.
Right?
You need to arm yourself with stories. Okay? So there's going to be some stories like that you have. You got to have a story around people that, you know, blinked and their portfolios weren't balanced. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the impact of that? Have some stories to tell. You know, you gotta, you know, quite frankly, people should be concerned because these markets move extremely fast these days. More so than when I came into the business. You know, we had the oil embargoes, you know, we had gas lines, we had, you know, all kinds of things that we could point to that were impacting people's portfolios. So have your stories ready as well.
Okay.
You know, I think one of the big things is these unexpected disasters. I mean, you know, think about these people in Florida. You know, some of them decided that they were going to take their nest egg, put it into a house. And these things are like matchboxes. I mean, they are just, you know, destroyed. You think insurance companies are going to give them, 100% of what their losses were? There's not enough money in these companies to pay all that.
Yeah.
So have your stories related to things that people can understand. That's that little aspect of your advisory capacity that isn't talked a lot. It's not talked about really in Supernova. We talk about the Bank of Trust, but those are some big issues.
Right.
Okay. Want to move on to another topic?
I guess, you know, those are the kind of the big things. You know, we've been talking about trying to be better at, you know, growing the business now.
Right.
And that is, I mean, there's a lot of activity going on. I have never met with so many people and things like that. I think I am, you know, time is so valuable. And, you know what? I wanted to run something by you. Just this is kind of, we've talked about this a little bit, but I would really appreciate your perspective on this. I told you about this practice acquisition that I had found, and the guy is actually looking like he's coming over. It's a very clean book, but it's a unique situation. He's 77, and he has a business partner who is very aggressive and who will probably go after his clients. He's already started working with some of them.
Okay.
And, you know, they share the clients to a degree in some cases. So, but the older guy who's ready to retire, he is planning on moving over. And Ameriprise, I thought, you know, I really need to see what the agreement looks like that I'm going to have to sign. And and I don't think I've mentioned this to you. If I have, correct me. Anyway, the agreement was pretty much one-sided completely. You know, Ameriprise can do whatever, you know, they choose at any time for any reason. You know, they can change anything. So they had complete control. It was, and I said, you know, I don't feel comfortable with this. And so I sent in some requests for them to change it, and they said no. You know, they've got to keep it as is for, you know, not to create a precedence. So anyway, I told them I'm not going to do it. So they gave the my lead to somebody else here in the office. And
you mean that you're the guy that you've got the relationship with, they gave to somebody else?
Yes, but I mean, I'm okay with that. I get a referral fee. But what I did, I'm hoping to do is to, you know, still help the guy because I have the relationship. I mean, the guy trusts me and all of that. And so, this other guy in the office and, you know, one of my concerns was they say they're only asking you to pay 80%, of what the price paid. That's not true, because they tell you have to stay long enough for them to get their return on the money, even if the clients don't stay. You know, even if the clients don't move over, you know, I would still be obligated plus another 2 years after that. So just all the pieces of it just really soured me, especially with a situation where it's probably going to be difficult for the guy to get all of his clients because the owner of the firm where he is now is probably going to go after those clients pretty aggressively.
Okay.
So, you know, those things together kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable with it. So I said, I basically said, hey, it's okay if it goes to somebody else and, I may try to end up working with some of those clients, you know, and buying them through the other advisor, if that's a good thing, if it's necessary, just to keep me in the picture so the guy feels comfortable.
Okay. Let me give you a couple of comments, because I've been on the management leadership end of recruiting. So, let's say that I've got this guy, he's 77, and the first thing I want to know is how long will this guy be engaged? Will he be engaged for 36 months, 48 months? how long does he want to be engaged?
Well, the longest he can be engaged because of Ameriprise rules is 3 months.
Oh, really? You mean you bring a guy over, and in 3 months he has to leave?
Yes.
Wow.
So his job is basically just to get people to move over, and then he's gone.
Okay. So what is Ameriprise offering him?
Well,
the
offer. Production.
They'll give him 2 times his trailing 12?
Right.
Okay, so what's his trailing 12?
213.
So his trailing 12 is 213,000. Okay. And they'll give him 2 times that in terms of a payout. So they're going to give him $426,000 to come over. Is there a back end?
No, and I don't know what's appropriate for me to share. And
I'm not going to, obviously this is confidential, and we're not, I don't know the guy and that sort of thing. All of these things are, all the deals are up on Advisor Hub, by the way. So
okay.
Standard deals, you know, can range anywhere from 150 upwards of 250% or more of a trailing 12. And
right.
Oftentimes people give a kind of an extra look back bonus where they would increase the payout by a full 1% if all the assets come over.
Yeah. In this it's like 40% up front.
Okay.
And then if 80% move over, then you get the rest of the deal.
Okay. What kind of assets does the guy have?
$27 million.
$27 million. Okay. All right. How long has he been in the business?
He had another career first, so probably about 15 years.
15 years. Okay. All right. So, in my world that I came from, you know, we would not recruit this guy.
And why is that?
Number one, the length of service based on the amount of assets that are under management, he would fall well below what's called the fifth quintile. Okay? And so you spend all that time, energy, and effort in recruiting somebody that's got $27 million in assets, and there's just so many out there that have, you know, 80, 90, and 100 million. So if you're going to really spend your time on recruiting folks with those asset levels.
Yeah.
So
what is your thought on the agreement that they would ask us to sign? It didn't make me feel comfortable at all, and the attorney would.
So the you come over, I mean, he comes over, and there's no guarantee that those clients are going to work with you.
Right.
And there's $27 million, and let's say, you know, what happens in all these transitions, the relationships that you thought were going to come over, but there may be clients that, you know, have assets elsewhere. They may consolidate the few assets that they have with him somewhere else. Or, you know, given the way you work in Supernova, you share your story, they may bring more assets to you. So, again, you're looking at the 80-20 rule, and you go and analyze the book, and it's always the 80-20, meaning that 20% of those clients are giving him 80% of the revenue, 20% of those clients have 80% of the assets. So you want to know what, you know, how secure is the 20%. Okay, now, if I were to cut a deal and this guy came over, you know, your firm says, okay, well, we're going to put up $426,000. Is Rodney going to add $426,000 in revenue in a year? Does that break even on the payout? Now, typically these things don't break even for 5 years, to 7 years. We did all the metrics.
Yep. 5 years is kind of the estimate, yeah.
Right. So now it's like, what are you on the block for in terms of these assets? Are they going to say, okay, you take the assets, but what we're going to do, are they going to reduce your payout on these assets?
Yes. That's how it's paid for, right?
Okay. So what's going to be your payout? Does it go to, it goes to what?
Oh, it depending on, when I was looking at doing the deal, I was not going to offer as much up front, and it was going to be a reduction of around 13%, I think, from 37. So, I mean, it's going to reduce it to like, my payout to like 24%. Which killed
me. 24%, and then you got to do all the work. You know what?
Hopefully it's more, hopefully you've got more production, you know, so there's kind of a break even. But go ahead with your comment.
So my comment is this. I think you can add 10 to 15 million a year at your payout, you and Russ.
Right.
At a minimum. If you do this right. And not have, you know, an underachieving book dilute what you're trying to build. You know, there may be 10 clients that make that book.
Right.
You could get, I mean, if you really, really apply this, you could get, you know, 5 to 10 referrals a month apiece.
Right.
And that's your time there.
Always the best. Yeah. I mean, if we can get this working, I'm still kind of pessimistic. I'm sorry. You know, I should
it's
be saying,
okay. It's okay.
When we get this up and going, then that is obviously the best way to get clients because you get to pick. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
We're not getting.
And they do it your way. You want to work with Rodney and Russ? This is how we work.
Right.
You're going to be happier in the long run.
Right. Well, and under a lot less, I mean, everything is out of my control if I do one of these acquisitions.
That's right.
I mean, it could be good.
And what's going to happen to that $27 million with a 15 or 20% market correction?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And how much of this stuff might be in, I don't know, is he doing an all-equity business? Is he doing mutual funds? Is he doing insurance? You know, how much of this is locked up?
Most of it is managed. You know, it's a pretty clean book. He started moving a lot of it to managed, but that managed strategy is a manager that we don't deal with, and a lot of those clients have just recently moved to it.
Okay.
You know? So there, the other guy could go and say, "Wow, you know, he's just moved you into this strategy, you liked it, you know, and now he wants to move again, and, you know, it could be spun in a very bad way. So he started trying to move to managed money, you know, 5 years ago or something like that.
Look, a guy 15 years in the business with $27 million in assets
right.
is underachieving.
Right.
Okay. And to pay out 200% of his trailing 12 is very risky for the firm. This guy
gets
$426,000 and he's gone in 3 months. You get a 20% market correction. You know, it's going to take you, and you're now getting paid out at 25%. Man, I'm going to tell you, some magic really has to happen in this book just to get you break even. So I'm sure your firm isn't giving you the sweetest deal.
Right.
Between you and I.
Yep. Yeah, they gave him and the manager, who, Jennifer, you spoke with her. She is no longer the manager. She stepped down after a very short time and is focusing on her business,
mm-hmm.
which is smart. She
I never did get a call back from Jennifer. You know, she was really unresponsive, and maybe that's because she had some things going on and didn't see herself in a managerial capacity very long.
Yeah, she was going through a divorce.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't know about, but that was going on, and then, you know, just, you know, being
she just didn't have enough. Yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah.
But man, she has worked her way into all the big producers, like here in the office. And she's consumed like two of them, and then the next one she's partnering with. I mean, I don't see how some people just do that, you know, over and over again. So she's going to end up being a $200 million, you know, having assets probably about $200 million in about 5 years.
Well, the question is always going to be, does she have the right service model? Does she, you know, is she going to be able to retain them? And, you know, is she going to be able to provide the service? You know, look, your best FAs can only work with about 85 to 100 max relationships.
Right.
Per team member. We've already done the studies. We already know. The business is just too complex to do the job that you need to do. So what we're doing is I want to get closure on this recruit and tell you, you probably are doing the right thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
By stepping away. The other thing that you brought up was time value. And so all of a sudden now, Rodney, remember when I put you through this forecasting tool? It's probably a good idea to go through it once again, but the deal here is, what is your time worth? How are you going to bill yourself out? So you have to continue to raise your target levels. So when something does happen for you, it happens in a way that you can be compensated.
Right.
Okay, you can't go in and do all this fantastic work with just people that only have, you know, $200,000 in assets.
Yep.
You've got to keep stepping it up, 500, 750 to a million. You know, where the average, you work with clients that have at least $1 million in assets.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do something for them, it's meaningful in a big way. Because,
right. Look,
an hour of time is an hour of time. Whether you spend it with somebody with $100,000 or $1 million. So that's how you have to kind of begin to start to think about it.
Right.
You know, you cannot be the Sears and Roebuck for, you know, for the clients.
Yep.
You know, there was a time, Sears and Roebuck, man, you know, all things to all people. I don't know if you, when I was a kid, when that Christmas catalog would come out, we'd sit there picking out, you know, what we wanted, you know?
Yeah.
And these guys are going out of business because they, you know, they failed to change direction in terms of strategy. World's going digital. They're going big box.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just, you know, they've fallen by the wayside of the Blockbuster video. You know, Blockbuster got upended by Netflix and streaming and on demand.
Sure.
And so the sustainability of your practice now with your new business model, find the people that deserve it.
Right.
And that's going to come through, you know, letting that CPA and that attorney know the level of client that you want to work with. And I think everybody's got to get real specific in terms of who their ideal client is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else can I really continue to help the team? Let's talk about team dynamics for a moment. We'll have to conclude in about 5 minutes because I'll have to do another call.
Sure. I think we both get, you know, busy and we're not doing a lot of the things we're supposed to be doing, like all the follow up, you know, the scorecard, you know, the
right.
Game boards.
The game boards, the having your weekly meetings, the huddle up sessions in the morning, so on and so forth.
Yeah, so a lot of things get in the way of those. You know, somebody's out or sick or traveling, or, you know, my parents had a lot of health issues lately and, you know, some okay. different things going on. But, I mean, I feel like we've talked about probably 20, 30 different really good opportunities. And
right.
that we don't stay on top of those. You know, I feel okay. like, you know, there's, we have a list of 20 different or 100 different opportunities, prospects, clients, you know, whatever it may be, events and things like that. And, it just, you know, they don't get followed through on. And, so I'm not sure how best to correct those things. You know, we need to be much more focused. And I've
okay.
suggested, you know, we pick five. You know, let's...
I was getting ready to say that. Just do five. And,
yeah.
and you kind of make sure that you, look, schedule your game board meetings. Okay?
Right.
And have them at the same time every week. And if for whatever reason something gets rescheduled, then you know it's already on the schedule. So just go ahead and get those meetings scheduled so that they're well thought out. They've got specific agendas. There's no guesswork on what you want to talk about so that the meetings are very specific. They start on time. They end on time.
Right.
So that's some of the team dynamics that I think that you should be working.
Yep. So I
think
just kind of minimizing, you know, the meetings and trying to do a few things well and then build
right.
on that. I still think that's kind of a key. We're still in the back of our mind, we're thinking, man, we ought to be having our, you know, daily get together, our weekly, our monthly, you know, all these different meetings. And I think
right.
still, you know, we need to do start with the key things. And, you know, prospecting, operations. Operations we've been fairly consistent on doing, making sure, you know, we're following through on those things. And I don't know. We're not gelling and benefiting like I would want.
Right. Not getting the leverage.
Yeah. We're, you know, so out of all the opportunities we've talked about for growth, new clients, new production, we've had some. Most of those have come from, like, Russ's existing clients. I've put a few clients in the joint number and, like, a medical practice. And nothing has happened with those. You know, I was hoping, you know, we would come up with a plan that's more Russ's area, you know, come up with a plan to grow that, take advantage of those, you know, five doctors that are in that practice.
Right.
The employees, and I did get one of the employees. I ended up, Russ and I met with them, and I ended up doing all the transfer and everything and getting it open, up and going and productive. But that was not even one of the doctors, you know. And, so, you know, there's opportunity there. So, anyway, it just, there's lots of activity, and I don't think we're, you know, a lot of it is, I think, you know, there's good opportunity within the existing book of clients.
Right.
And I don't know that we're really taking advantage of that. You know, that's the low-hanging fruit. Seems like we ought to be focusing there. I mean, that's how, you know, when I was in a partnership before, we just worked with existing clients, you know, and took a business from $65 million to $100 million, you know, just doing that. And that was, you know, market returns and as well. But
Yeah, you know, you get some asset lift, but here's the thing. You know, take your best clients, get them scheduled, schedule the time that you all need to be meeting, and, you know, if you need a 10-minute huddle up, have a 10-minute huddle, get your weekly game board going, and just stay on that. Don't keep adding a bunch of things that you don't have time to execute on.
Right.
So everything has got to be, what have we executed on, you know, and looking at execution at this point. And that time value is, you know, how are you going to build yourself out?
Right.
You know, so, okay. So I think you're moving away from that, buying that practice. You're going to stay focused on gelling the team. So I'm going to make a couple of notes here. Work the, continue to work that VIPSA, the mastermind. You see, COIs. And I think that, you know, that's kind of enough, your game board. So just try to develop some consistency with those items. And I'm just going to add with VIPSA the 90-day free look, because they go hand in hand.
Yeah, and I actually have several groups of people that I feel comfortable I can go to, not just the mastermind people, but, you know, church groups of men that I meet with on a regular basis, and I feel like I can say to them, hey guys, I would like you guys to try this 90-day look, free look.
Right.
And there are a lot of them are great prospects, or at least, you know, they could be good to become familiar with what I do, so that will help them to communicate to other people, and so
it just starts to mushroom like that.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. So absolutely. there there's probably, I mean, I feel like I could get 5 to 8 people to do this, the 90-day free look out of these two groups.
Yeah.
I'm going to push that.
I mean, look, you know, the average FA right now, they're not even bringing in 1 to 2 new households net, you know, per month.
Right.
And you start, most of them aren't talking to people. So if you start doing that, your business is going to accelerate. All right. Look, you got a lot of good things going, and, you know, just, you know, kind of stay focused. It's VIPSA 90-day free look, your mastermind, your centers of influence, and your getting bored, okay?
Okay.
All right. And if anything should come up, send me an email, all right? Love to hear from you.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck,
you take care. Sure. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.